You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Coastal Psychic Vibe Spiritual School with Kim Dunn.
Kim Dunn.
Search Coastal Psychic Vibe Spiritual School on Facebook.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Coastal Psychic Vibe Spiritual School
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hey, everyone. Hope you're having a great day. Welcome to Coastal Psychic Vibe Spiritual School, Episode 5. I'm your host, Kim Dunn, and today I wanted to take you a bit deeper into something that sits at the root of so many emotional pains in your life. That would be your inner child. But I'm also going to introduce you to something just as important, which would be your ego. Because when you understand both of these, your reactions start to make sense instead of feeling overwhelming. Your inner child is the emotional part of you, the younger versions of you that experienced life before you had the tools, language, or support process to process it. And these parts don't disappear. They live in your nervous system, your triggers, your relationships, and your beliefs. When the inner child feels safe, you feel you can self-soothe, feel grounded, and trust yourself. But when the inner child is wounded or unsupported, you may seek validation, feel unsafe, or react emotionally without understanding why. And this is why the inner child healing is so important. Because if these wounds remain unhealed, they shape your adult life, your relationships, boundaries, your self-worth, and what you tolerate. You might notice patterns like people-pleasing, emotional reactivity, fear of rejection, or repeating the same relationships over and over again. And these aren't flaws. They are learnt responses from your younger parts of yourself that are still trying to still stay safe. Now, this is where the ego comes in. The ego is the part of you that tries to protect the inner child. It develops your experiences, creates stories about who you are in order to keep you safe. And when the ego is protective, it can also keep you stuck. It can show up as defensiveness, emotional reactions, needing to be right, or shutting down. When you feel triggered, what's really happening is this. Your inner child is activated. Your ego steps in to protect it. And this is why you might overreact instead of respond. It's not truly who you are, it's the protection. In my personal journey, it was one of the biggest shifts for me. I realized I wasn't broken and I wasn't too emotional. I had parts of me that were still holding on to past experiences. And once I saw that, everything changed from judgment to compassion, and my nervous system began to feel safe again. So how do we begin to work with this? First, start with awareness. First, you need to start to feel, when you feel triggered, you need to start asking yourself, how old do I feel right now? Secondly, you need to create safety. And third, and during that safety, you can stand still, place your hand on your heart, and just say, I see you. You are safe with me, and I've got you now. Third thing is about understanding your ego. When you feel defensive or reactive, instead of judging it, recognize it as protection. And this is where the true healing begins. Not by fighting yourself, but by supporting yourself. And this is why the work comes in week 5 in my Awaken and Anchor program. This is a 12-week program. This is where we really dive into the deeper parts of the inner child healing. We look at your triggers, traumas, emotional reactions, and those ego-formed stories you keep telling yourself. And through guided meditations and rebuilding that relationship with your younger self, you feel emotionally, physically, and mentally safe. And first, we create that safety in the body, then the presence, then the mindset. Then we go to the root of the emotional. Because when you begin to feel supported, the inner child begins to soften and you stop reacting from the past and start responding from the present. So if you take anything from this today, just remember, you're not broken, you're not too much. You are responding from those parts that you simply need to be seen, heard, and supported. And when you begin to offer yourself that, everything starts to change. If you'd like to have more information about my 12-week Awaken and Anchor program, please feel free to contact me at www.coastalpsychicvibes.com or my Facebook page, Coastal Psychic Page Spiritual School. All right, let's see if we've got any callers today. Okay, Karen. Do we have Karen here at the moment?
Yes.
Hi, Karen. How are you today?
I'm fine. How about you?
Yeah, really well, thanks. You're from California?
Yes, I am.
Beautiful. I'm on the Central Coast in New South Wales, Australia. It's such a gorgeous day here today. I'm just shuffling some cards today. If there's any questions you might want to answer.
No, just whatever you can tell me.
Yeah, just a general reading.
Yeah.
Beautiful. No problem. Let's see what pops out for you.
Okay.
Oh, there goes one. Insights that come from meditation, the need to rest or take a vacation, allowing yourself more time before you make a decision, and there's mental exhaustion there. What's going on?
Well, my daughter's just been told that she's got about 2 weeks to live, so, you know, it's very stressful right now. Yeah.
It's the mental exhaustion. Absolutely. That's a lot on your plate.
Yeah, it is.
Are you able to spend as much time as possible with her at the moment?
Yeah, but I had to step away for a little bit just because I couldn't deal with it. You know, she's my oldest.
Yeah.
And it's like, and she's my own daughter, and it's like, it's very difficult right now.
Oh, I can only imagine. I have a daughter as well, and she's my only as well. So that's huge what you're going through. I'm glad it's nice that you've actually taken some time out for yourself, though, because you still need to be looking after yourself for these coming weeks as well. They're telling me that you're being very courageous at the moment, and that's a really big thing because your daughter needs to feel that as well, and she needs to feel safe going forward and knowing that you're all right, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I feel like there could be a little bit of drama around that as well, though. Is it due to the hospital or is it other family members?
I don't really know if any drama going on at this point, but it would probably
that's
be
okay. Well, I'm glad it's not. Yeah. They're saying it's all about spending this time, as much time as possible with her at the moment, but taking that time out to really take some rest for yourself. Is it her grandmother that's passed or her grandfather? Is your mum still living?
No, my mum passed away. My dad passed away also.
Okay. Oh, they're both coming through. So both of them are coming through quite strong, especially the grandmother. They're waiting for her. They're with her right now. You know what I mean? Like they're sitting with her and making sure that she's comfortable and that and she's hearing them. She's getting the messages through from them. So I feel like that's creating a sense of what would you call it? She feels safe. I don't feel like she's scared at all knowing what's going to happen passing over. And
like
your mum
scared,
and your father.
No.
Yeah, your mum and your dad are there waiting for her. And I feel like she feels that as well. So okay. Don't feel like that. Don't feel like she's not going to be looked after, if that makes sense. Like they're going to be waiting for her when she passes and help her with that transition. And I really feel like they're going to help you as well. And I think that might come back to that first card where it also said insights that come from meditation. And I don't feel like you actually have to be sitting in meditation, but I feel like in those quieter times that you'll be able to sense her and sense those, you know, your parents as well. My absolute condolences going forward. Stay strong, and she's going to be okay. I know that it's going to be very difficult for you, but once she passes, she's going to be looking after you from upstairs as well, if you know what I mean. She's going to be making sure that you're going to be taking care of yourself going forward.
Okay.
Yeah. Best of luck with that. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You have a good night.
You too. All right. We've got Susan.
Suzanne.
Susan? Hey, Susan. Suzanne. How are you today?
Suzanne. Great. I'm great. Thank you. No worries.
Awesome. And you're in Canada.
We are, yes.
Beautiful. Beautiful part of the world.
Yes, it's lovely. Yes.
Are you after a particular message today, or were you just happy for me to shuffle some cards and see what comes out for you?
I do. I do have actually one question, if I may. It's funny because a few years ago we moved to a different province, away from family, and now we kind of want to move back, and it's hard, and we love where we are. I'm not saying we don't, but it can get very lonely. We're trying to fit in, but it's very, very difficult with everybody else in a different part of, you know, part of the country. So my question is, because it has been kind of on our mind for, we've been discussing it actually, moving back, will it be sooner than later? Like, we don't want to wait too long. And
yeah, of course. Well, I've got the Six of Bears popped out for you. And this is saying the end of challenging times. Things are looking up. A welcome relief. Finding your way to a peaceful place. And relocation. So I really feel like that card is supporting all of those things. But I'm just going to use my pendulum to see if we can get a more of an exact timeline for you. So this is my pendulum. Her name is Penny. And so, Penny, we're looking at a time frame for the relocation. So my yes is a nice big round circle, which I'm getting as a, and my backwards, if you're seeing, is nice back and forth. So, Penny, we're looking at relocation for, and, okay, I'm getting after August. Okay, so I still feel like there's a couple more months before that relocation happens. What are we, April, May, June, July? So we're looking about 3 to 4 months before that relocation happens.
So, funny. My husband says, funny to say this, but my husband says 2 years, and I said, well, we need at least a year to get things rolling. I don't know if, because we're not quite, I don't think it would be like this August, because that is kind of like fast.
Yeah, no, you're telling me now 2027. Yeah.
Oh. So you're feeling in a year then. Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah. Will the right house be that we're looking for come up that we're looking, because we're hoping, you know, our house will sell and that because we're not actually going back to look at a house, it'll be kind of like on the realtor's end of things. They're going to be helping us, but
yeah,
we won't
sure.
be able to go back and look. Yeah.
Yeah, no, of course. Yeah, look, I've got the one of Earth that's popped out, and it's saying significant purchases like a home. And I feel that it will be, you know, the right home that you're looking for. I feel like it might take a little bit of time to find that actual home, but it will be the right one for you.
Okay.
That will be a purchase.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
I feel like there could be, I feel like there could also be a new, a job for you there. So also saying an exciting career opportunity, taking a leadership role. Would that be for yourself or your husband?
We're actually retired, to be honest. We're both actually retired. But I do want to move into a community rather than, because we're pretty rural where we are now, and it's very hard. I need to be around people. Yeah.
Yeah, sure. I have that community to help.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a particular hobby that you like to be doing?
Funny because I am trying new things. I do like theater and I do enjoy singing. Doesn't mean that I'll do well at it. but
yep.
I do like to try new things.
Yeah. Okay. So that makes sense now, because when I said taking the leadership role, the King of Fire, it's saying motivational, inspiring, theatrical, step into the spotlight, and public speaking.
Oh, wow.
It's also saying communicate your vision as well. So don't be afraid to speak up and follow your heart and try that for sure. I feel like you could be successful at it.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping. Actually, both my husband and I, both parents have passed years ago. We're just hoping that they, most on my side, will come through, or will, I don't know if they're around us or you know what I mean. Sometimes I do feel at times that at least my
with the Knight of Earth that popped out was one of the messages was that a guardian angel, someone who watches over you.
Mm-hmm.
So that totally makes sense that they would be, because, you know, we've all got a spirit team, each one of us, whether people like it or not, know it or not, but we all have a spirit team that looks after us, generally made up of guides, which are usually our archangels, and then our what we call our guardian angels. And they're all our deceased loved ones, and they're watching over and looking out for us all the time. So they'll be absolutely looking out after you, and don't be afraid to chat with them. They love to know that you know that they're there, and if you need any help or doors open, all you have to do is ask them. You know, our team can't intervene in our lives until we formally invite them to do so. So, you know, if you do any meditation or get some quiet time, feel free to have a chat with your parents and say, look, guys, we're looking for a new house next year. Open some doors for us. Help us along the way. Do what we need to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Bring these opportunities in for us, because, our team want to help us in every way possible until we invite them to help. Yeah, so definitely feel like you can have a chat to them, and they're always around, and they know everything pretty much about what's going on in our lives. So
I'm sure everybody in the world knows about the you know, like we if we go and visit our families, we all obviously it's too far to drive, so we take flights, we take planes everywhere. So this year is very, very expensive, but our families want us to get together. I don't know. is that going to happen? They want us to come back in July just to visit. I've been checking,
Is it possibility that you guys can meet halfway somewhere?
Well, they're all kind of meeting at another family member home. And there's many of us. There's a lot of us. There's about 40 or 50
like
of us.
Like a nice big reunion.
Meeting up.
Yeah, beautiful. Okay.
Big family, big Irish family.
Okay. And when was this happening?
In July. Mm-hmm.
In July this year. Okay. So they're saying you start putting the steps into making that happen now, whether you're putting an extra $20 away each week or just making a small provisions each week to make that happen. Mm-hmm. I can definitely see you guys meeting up with them, absolutely. But it's making those small steps now to make it more comfortable when the time comes. So you're not going to be having to fork out. So it's just, sort of budgeting your money a little bit around to make that trip possible.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you. I really appreciate it. You have a lovely night and enjoy that trip in July.
Thank you. Oh, I hope so. Thank you so much for your time. Okay. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. All righty. Let's see if we've got any more callers coming through. And if not, we can just do like a collective one, I think. Let's do that. All right. Let's do our collective. So I was, over Easter, I was very fortunate to be able to go down to the Royal Easter Show in Sydney, and I was able to read for 4 days. So I was lucky enough, I read over 44 readings in 4 days and met some of the most amazing people. And one of our biggest things that I felt was that I noticed a pattern of was just how many people are spiritual. Starting their journeys, and wanted to know more about how to get into it, what they can do to be more spiritual. And the biggest thing was coming up was people starting to meditate and just have some silence and have that solitude to themselves, and then being able to listen to their higher self. It's amazing how many people aren't, you know, tapped into their higher self, and, you know, that's where you find the real answers that you're actually looking for. Because, you know, we are the creators of our reality. What we think about and what we talk about and what we say to ourselves, our mindset is creating our reality. And a lot of people were unaware of that. And it was nice to be able to inform people, you know, that you're creating what your, you know, what your reality is. And it was so cool to see so many people get, you know, excited about that when I was telling them. And so I was explaining how, you know, the meditation really helps you connect to that higher self, and how, you know, we relate to the world, and just being able to take that time out so we can put ourselves in that spot, you know. And you don't have to start far, long or hard with the meditations. You know, you can, I found it so hard to meditate, and I tried and tried again until I was told about doing guided meditations. So I started with a guided meditation. I would Google 10 minutes guided meditation and put my headphones on, and, you know, it was able to, you know, help me with my breathing, and then it gave me time to just have in silence. And it was just a massive help for me to get started on my meditation journey. And, you know, as I was telling people on the weekend, you know, 10 minutes is all you need to start with, just to get yourself going in a routine, and then, you know, expand that over time. And, you know, the meditation is amazing what sort of insights will come through the meditation. And, you know, going forward, you know, people want to be able to improve their lives but don't want to willing to take that time to take out and really listen to what they really want. And, you know, so many people I was saying, you know, that had found their passions in life and their direction and their path just through meditation. You know, we've all got a purpose, and we're all here to be living our most authentic lives. And, you know, what more authentic can be than, you know, doing something that we're passionate about. And, yeah, I think a lot of people need to take that time out to really be able to sit and find out. Because, you know, a working career is a long time for a lot of people. And, you know, who wants to have to wake up every morning and say, you know, I've got to go to work today sort of thing. Where, you know, when you're passionate about something, you want to get up and you want to have fun at your job and love it. And so I highly recommend people to really find out what they're passionate about and try and make their job and earning their money through something that they're passionate about. So I'm just going to pull a card for the collective just to, you know, get us a bit closer to where we're at today. Let's have a look. So this is just a collective reading. Whoever this resonates with, feel free. And okay, here we go. So the Ten of Fives popped out for the collective. It's saying working too hard or too many hours, the need for balance in life. Let others help you. Otherwise, there's going to be health problems coming due to stress. And what a great card, you know, finding that balance. And aren't we all trying to find that balance in life, you know, between work, sleep, play, family, and all those other things that come into our lives. And absolutely we'll, you know, if we're working too hard or we're overstressed, that's when our health problems really do start to come in, because that's where we store, you know, in the body. And, you know, if you're not reaching out for help, you know, I really feel like, you should be, whether it's family, friends, counselling, hotline, you know, and really strive to start finding that balance and finding more you time, you know what I mean? Like, you're the important one. You're the one who keeps everybody else going. So make sure you're looking after yourself. Like I said to my beautiful first caller there tonight, you know, even though she was going through an extremely hard and difficult moment over the next couple of weeks, keeping herself, you know, looking after herself and her health and, you know, will only enable her to be able to support the rest of her family and her friends going forward. And, you know, we really do have that spirit team looking after us and wanting the best for us. So make sure that you're talking to your spirit team, finding out who they are, who your guides are, who your angels are, and, you know, offload to them if you've got nobody else. They're always there listening, loving you and wanting to support you. And just quickly before we end today, I just want to end on gratitude. You know, make sure we're being grateful for what we have, because that always expands, you know, what comes into us. And just being grateful for the little things of, you know, only invites more into your life. So make sure that you're spending time in a bit of gratitude, whether that's first thing in the morning or just before you go to sleep at night. And, yeah, thank you so much. And don't forget to have a look at my website, now finally finished, www.coastalpsychic5spiritualschool.com. And I'm so looking forward to next week. And, yeah, hope you're all having a great weekend coming up. And I am so grateful to be here with you all again tonight.